My name is Neil Warbois, and I'm the president of the BC Teachers Federation. Before we start tonight, I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the Coast Salish people upon whose traditional territory we are meeting tonight. I'd like to express my appreciation for each and every one of you being here tonight. I know that many of you have traveled from the far reaches of the province, and it's always good to ensure that you got here and that you're willing to represent an organization from your community and participate in our conference. We are especially happy tonight and very pleased to have a class of grade 12 students from the J.N. Burnett Secondary School in Richmond. Many of them are sitting over here, but they're also dispersed through the crowd. And they're here with their teacher, Darren Cron. At a conference like this, I believe it's very important, and we are very fortunate to have our students here tonight because they also bring a perspective about education, their education, that is important for us to hear and to listen to. This conference, as outlined here, the education we need for the future we want, is co-sponsored by five groups: the Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, the Canadian Federation of Students, the College Institute Educators Association, the BC Federation of Labor, and of course the British Columbia Teachers Federation. At the head table on this side are representatives from those organizations. This is Summer McFadden. She's from the Canadian Federation of Students. Jim Sinclair from the BC Fed. Cindy Oliver from CIA. And Debbie Taylor from CUPE. And I'm from the BCTF. And we started talking about this a while ago, and we thought that it was very important for us to come together and to discuss and talk about and plan about the importance of having a strong and stable public education system in this province. A system that our children and grandchildren have an opportunity for each and every one of them to be successful and have an opportunity to learn in an environment that is very safe and nurturing. I think it's also that we acknowledge that we are here together, gathered. We all have public education at heart and the interests of public education. But we also, I believe, have to acknowledge that many of us approach it differently. And so it's very important for us over the next day and a half to acknowledge that we do have differences, but I think those differences are melded together in our clear understanding that we, as the people in this province, in this room, are clearly interested in a strong and stable public education system for our kids. Tonight, we have a couple of guests that have come all the way from Ontario, from Ottawa, to come and join with us and to share their experiences about public education, about youth, and about what's happening in Ontario. We have Jim Libby. He is an experienced school trustee on the Ottawa-Carleton School Board and obviously a very determined advocate for public education and for children, and particularly for education funding. If any of you followed what happened in Ontario, you'll know that prior to the election, there was a number of boards in Ontario that were canceled, and Jim played an instrumental role and a courageous role in challenging the erosion of public education in that province. Also, we have Pam Fitzgerald. She's the chair of the Ottawa-Carleton Assembly of School Councils, which represents over 100 parent advisory councils in Ontario, in the Ottawa area. She is also the chair of the Ottawa-Carleton School District Provincial Issues Lobbying Task Force. She is committed, as all of us here, to advocate on behalf of children, to advocate on behalf of public education, and of course, the funding that's necessary to carry out what we believe is best for the kids. So they're going to be a tag team up here. They're going to come up together. This is going to be interesting. But just before they come up, I'd like to say also that some of you in the who's who in the name tags have been put in a different school district than you actually are from. We didn't trade you. There was a little bit of a mix-up, the glitch, and so we are very happy that you're here, and we're sorry that we may have listed you under the wrong school district, but we know that you know who you are, and so I hope that didn't bother too many people. So, Jim and Pam.